Could it be true that this unprepossessing, badly dressed young man was, alone, to blame for the $2 trillion implosion in cryptocurrencies that prosecutors were now, in a broad sense, trying to avenge? Of course not. SBF's rise had been supported and enabled by the vast global cryptocurrency industry, by Wall Street and Silicon Valley, and by a collective financial delusion on a historic scale. His trial looked at this vast canvas through the pinhole of one individual's guilt or innocence. In his journey to fame and fortune, whether by luck or calculation, SBF had tapped into powerful realities in 21st century capitalism. What you can promise is more important than what you can do. A good story is worth more than the truth. And if you want to separate people from their money, tell them that they can get rich by changing the world.